Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. How'd you like to win tickets to the next Saints game when the black and gold take on the New England Patriots and Drake May in the Caesars Superdome October 12th? You can score two premium tickets to the game plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar, premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet, and if served up by celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning is easy. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter one time every day for your chance to win tickets to the Saints-Patriots game, all here from Saints Radio, WWL.
Mike, wait when I tell you this. I don't know if we really appreciate... Okay, we look at the Houdat Nations here. Do y'all really appreciate how good Rashid Shaheed is? Okay, y'all probably appreciate Tyreek Hill more, right? Probably the Tyreek Hill of the Chiefs. And the Dolphins, he's kind of...
Because he got a lot more skins on the wall than
Shaheed. No, got more, but not much more skins. Wait when I tell you this, you're going to be shocked. Because, but Rashid Shaheed's a good dude. Tyreek Hill's crazy. You know, you could be who was the one with the Steelers? That took off his shoulder pad.
Antonio Brown.
He's the craziest of the crazy, okay? And then Tyreek Hill's flamboyant and all that. I guess that's how you want to describe it. But Rashid Shaheed's a good dude. Let me tell you, if you look at Shaheed yesterday, his 16th scrimmage play of 40 or more yards. You know, you talk about a chunk play, a splash play. 16th play of 40 or more yards since his 2022 NFL debut. That's not that long ago. When you think about that, what is that, 3.5 years around there? And this is the first now of 2025 season. I'm going to ask Coach Kellen Moore and also I'd ask Spencer, man, y'all got to give that cat design more plays and give him more chances to hit those chunk plays. Now, only the Miami Dolphins speedster, Tyreek Hill. If you look, Shaheed has 16. Tyreek Hill's now out for the season. You remember he messed up his knee really bad. Tyreek Hill has 18. That's the only one more than him. Okay, now listen to this. The little lanyard here. Most 40-plus yard touchdowns since 2022. Okay, you know who's tied for first? Tyreek Hill and Ja'Marr Chase. Oh, I think we heard of Ja'Marr Chase, right? Okay, they have 12. You know how many Rashid Shaheed has? 11. So, okay, everybody, national perspective, doesn't everybody say stroke Tyreek Hill or Ja'Marr Chase? Man, Rashid Shaheed's not getting enough love. I'm telling you, he's right there with chunk plays. If you look at 40-plus yard plays or 40-plus yard touchdowns, Rashid Shaheed's right there. He's one back of Tyreek Hill and Ja'Marr Chase, and in the big plays, he's two back of the 40-plus or more yards. So, I mean, when you saw what they said, he running 23 miles an hour, that's why, hey.
He was high school open, too. Hey, nobody going to catch him.
And you might say, well, what do you know about throwing a deep ball? Well, that's one reason why I got the nickname Cajun Cannon. I mean, I throwing bombs to Anthony Carter. You know who else I threw to? A world-class sprinter. Y'all ever heard of Mark Super Duper? Mark Duper with Dan Marino and the Marks brothers? Mark Duper, Northwestern State University, won the 400-meter relay at LSU in 1981. Joe Delaney was the third leg, and Duper was the anchor.
Yeah.
Was the anchor. He was like a world. They weren't just United States sprinter. He was a world-class sprinter. So, you know, and then I would throw him a bomb. They go, oh, they must really practice that. We didn't practice nothing. I just see him running. I just put it up, Aaron, and just freaking throw it. And I know the DB ain't going to just make him go get the ball. So that's why I'd have been so mad if Spencer Rattler, as open as Rashid Shaheed was, if he would have we would have underthrown him. You got to make him go get the ball when people are that fast.
And that open, too. Man, that he open. He was, as you would put it, high school open. No, there was nobody around. And then you ain't catching him out in open field.
So every game against the Patriots, every game going forward, for sure one, if not two times, we have to do those chunk plays. Now, if they have a safety over the top, now that's different. But if you're going to be like
you know how they caught him yesterday? He was being guarded by a safety in Newbin. And Spencer, he processed it real quick.
Well,
the
chunk play, sometimes a change of possession, and then you go when you go for the chunk play. Now, that's up to because Kellen Moore is calling the plays. That's up to Kellen Moore to dial up the right play at the right time. But there's going to come a case in point in the game, sometime in the game, for sure once, if not twice, you tell Spencer Rattler, if you see this coverage, you give Rashid Shaheed a chance to go get the ball and throw it out there. Make him go get it. And then you look like, oh, man, look at the timing. They're doing awesome. No, just throw it out there. Make him go get it. He's so freaking fast. Come on, it's not rocket science.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.